As the academic year gets underway, schools and families are facing a drug crisis unlike any they've seen before. Fentanyl was involved in the vast majority of all teen overdose deaths in 2021. That is according to data from the CDC. A lot of those teens thought they were taking prescription pills like Percocet or Valium, but the pills didn't come from any pharmacy. They were counterfeits that contained deadly doses of the synthetic opioid. This fall, NPR is looking at the role schools can play in saving students' lives. This first story in that series comes from WFYI's Lee Gaines in Indianapolis.
Avery Kalafatis lost her cousin Aiden to a fentanyl overdose nearly 3 years ago. She was devastated by his death and also frustrated by what she saw as a lack of information about the fentanyl-laced counterfeit pills killing teens across the country.
I was honestly pretty angry that this wasn't talked about more.
Kalafatis is an 18-year-old from the San Francisco Bay Area. She says she knew nothing about fentanyl until it killed her family member.
As I became more aware of it through my cousin's death, I really saw a big need for more education, both among parents and especially teens.
Her cousin Aiden had just graduated high school. He thought he was taking Percocet, but the pill contained a deadly dose of fentanyl. Just 2 milligrams can kill you. The number of teen overdose deaths related to fentanyl nearly tripled from 2019 to 2021. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As the academic year gets underway, schools across the country, from Tennessee to Texas, Maryland to California, are grappling with this fentanyl crisis.
Never would I have imagined that students would today have contact with a substance where even just a small bit of a pill could kill you.
That's Alberto Carvalho, the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District. He says schools can't ignore this crisis.
If our students are having contact with these substances, then we need to be active agents, active participants in the solution.
He says LAUSD is stocking Narcan in its school buildings. That's a medicine that reverses opioid overdoses. The district is also warning students and parents about fentanyl-laced pills. But drug education across the country is not standardized, and it's oftentimes outdated. A national survey of teens from 2021 found only 60% reported they'd had drug or alcohol education in school.
We need to revive drug education in America. In a way, we need to Narcan drug education. We need to breathe life into it. Bring it back.
Ed Ternan, a father from Pasadena, California, lost his son Charlie to a fentanyl overdose 3 years ago. After Charlie's death, Ternan and his wife founded the nonprofit Song for Charlie to educate teens about fentanyl. Ternan says it's time for schools to make fentanyl awareness a priority.
I think the fentanyl crisis is an inflection point in our national conversation about drugs. It's forced us to look in the mirror and acknowledge our shortcomings and say, we got to do better.
And education leaders say this isn't just a school crisis.
We can't possibly do this alone.
Becky Pringle is the president of the National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union.
So it's not just educators in schools, it's parents and families, it's the communities themselves, it's every level of government we have to come together. Too often, the ills of society find their way to our schoolhouse doors, but the resources of society don't.
Kalafatis, the teenager from the Bay Area, is trying to do her part. She founded Project One Life. It's a youth-led nonprofit that encourages teens to talk about the fentanyl crisis with each other. She says there's so much schools could do to help. They have the potential to get a life-saving message to millions of kids.
Having these conversations and having them right can be the difference between life and death.
For NPR News, I'm Lee Gaines.
And NPR's Alyssa Nadworny and Sequoia Carrillo contributed to this report.